Good morning. I'm Peg McNichol with Real News Now on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Despite red flag warnings, along a good portion of Lake Michigan, beachgoers still spent time in the water during the Labor Day holiday, with some tragic results for at least one family.
South Haven's South Beach remained closed yesterday as crews continued their search for a teen who went missing over the weekend. But on the North Beach, many still took to the waters.
I think it depends on who it is. Like me, I've not gone in the water.
It's our first time here, like I said, so I wasn't even aware of the red flags.
While some locals stayed away from the high waves and said that the city needs to do more to protect visitors.
If it's a red flag, you should stay out of the water.
We would dearly love to see a lifeguard program brought back.
This comes after at least three people were rescued from Lake Michigan on Saturday. I'm Gina Gondek reporting.
Results of the recount for the Allegan County Republican primary that was on August 4th are in, according to the Holland Sentinel. Myrene Cook has won still against her challenger, Michael Villar, who's a private practice attorney. Villar requested the account after losing by just over a dozen votes. The result of the recount shows a 20-vote winning margin for Cook. Now, Villar indicated to the Holland Sentinel he'll be challenging the recount's validity in court. He filed a number of challenges to the county's board of canvasser. Before verification, the initial recount found 13 additional votes for Cook and 5 for Villar. Michigan's mask mandate can make for uncomfortable moments, especially when you're going in and out of doors, mask on, mask off. Some people still balk at wearing them at all, and in some cases, police are getting calls to settle mask disputes. Holland Police Captain Bob Bersma says there's another way to think about this.
I may not agree with wearing a mask. I might not think it's a good idea, whatever. But you know what? For the sake of the community, for the sake of how other people feel, for the sake of those who maybe have some underlying conditions that are concerning, it's the right thing to do.
And for now, it's also the law.
Legally, we're required to do it. So I think, to me, that's the focus. And, you know, my family, we wear them every time we're out. Do I think personally that it's absolutely necessary? I kind of have varying opinions depending on the data that I look at, but I say it's the right thing to do. So I do it all the time.
If you didn't light up any of your personal fireworks collection over the Labor Day weekend, you'll have to wait until the end of this year. Mike Drithui, Holland City Councilman and Mayor Pro Tem, says he certainly heard some illegal fireworks last night.
Monday was not a legal fire-off day. I heard them last night again, and as Peg said, it wasn't as bad as in years past. Saturday night was just a war zone again. I can't believe it.
The next time you can legally set off fireworks is December 31st until 1 a.m. on January 1st, 2021. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com. I'm Peg McNichol with Real News Now on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.